11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Sunday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double down daring you since 1990, well before the January Fairy joined in right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's the Radio Obituary Retrospective. We've been talking about it for way too long. We postponed it from its normal time back in November so that we could well, let's be honest, so that I could not do it then and do it now. I'm not going to make up any good reasons. There are no good reasons other than my slackiness. But that being said, it's the Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's the time each year where we take a look back and retrospect the radio obituaries that you, the listener, want to hear that I thought were all right, worth hearing again. Because I don't always pay attention to what you all say. It's terrible, I know. Now that we went through the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll, where our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he polled you, and he polled you good. I think that might have been the most polling ever done. I think it was. So he polled more of you than ever before. To find out which radio obituaries you would like to hear again from last radio obituary year, which of course would be from November 1st through October 30, November 1st, 2017 through October 31st, 2018, because, you know, we run on a funky year for the obits. It's kind of like the whole fiscal year concept. Makes no sense. It's just what we do. But many, 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 many of you took the poll with joy and satisfaction to let us know what to play during this radio obituary retrospective. And then I took that as a guide to determine what to play tonight, actually play tonight in the radio obituary retrospective. Of course, there's no good way to pull this show together because we try to keep it to 2 hours. We're not going to do that tonight. We're going to be closer to the 2.5 hour mark. So pace yourself, please. But it's going to be a romping good time. There are going to be a lot of them that we really wish we could have gotten in here that aren't going to be in here. So it just says to me, even more than it said before, I have got to discipline myself in keeping some of the more exciting obits of the year to the 20-minute and less mark, because they don't work well in the retrospective if we go too far. I'm sorry, Bob Dureau. I'm sorry. And many others. So we're going to jump right in and roll through. It looks like we've got 15 radio obituaries we'll be retrospecting tonight. Hopefully you're going to enjoy each and every one. It's a broad swath of radio obituaries. I like to keep a nice variety going in here, so hopefully you're going to enjoy it. I know I am. And we'll be back in a bit to speak live again, but in the meantime, let's please begin the radio obituary retrospective right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the initial radio obituary tonight is for Pinchy, the gorilla crab. No obits written for him. Don't have any idea how old he was. He was with us for about 2 months. Poor little Pinchy. We even had a little memorial service for him at the office yesterday. Oh, Pinchy. I'm going to miss you. It's the initial radio obituary for Pinchy, the gorilla crab, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Initial radio obituary is K. Rani was the first female singer from India to sing the national anthem of Sri Lanka. She's recorded over 500 songs in multiple languages. She also performed in films. And we're going to start with a piece that was from an original motion picture. So yes, that was my initial obituary. And I will say I got a little bit stumped there because I was kind of just reading along what I had written for K. Ronnie, and I realized that I had written that she was an Indian playback singer, and I had no idea what a playback singer was. So I subsequently looked it up, and it turns out that a playback singer is a singer whose singing is pre-recorded for use in movies. Playback singers record songs for soundtracks, and actors or actresses lip-sync the songs for cameras. The actual singer does not appear on screen. I did not realize that. And that's the beautiful thing about the radio obituaries is I know, as setting up this show, I learned so much more than I would have, than just kind of sitting there listening along.
And now, move to the initial radio obituary for Rosemarie, which thank you, Ryan, for not doing this one. Thank you. Rosemarie was an American actress, singer, comedian, and veteran of vaudeville. She worked with Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., I believe. Her career spanned 9 decades and included film, radio, records, theater, nightclubs, and television. As a child performer, she had a successful singing career as Baby Rosemarie, and as an adult, she became one of the first major stars to be known simply by her first names. She was widely known for her CBS situation comedy role in The Dick Van Dyke Show, where she was the television comedy writer Sally Rogers, described in promotional materials as someone who went toe-to-toe in a man's world. She went on to be on The Doris Day Show, and of course, a panelist on the Hollywood Squares for 14 years. She did so much more. Rosemarie just passed away at 94. If you get a chance to see the documentary that just came out this year, you should definitely do it. Partially funded through Kickstarter by any number of Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners and staff members. But let's just jump right into our initial radio obituary for Rosemarie right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Except in dreams that are haunting me, still I feel you are real. I know I'm going to get you. No use in hiding away from me. Behind a cloud or up in the star, come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. We haven't met, but it'll be sweet. We'll play and sing the very moment we meet. Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. I spied you on the Milky Way. I spied you where the daffodils play. I spied you in your hideaway. Hi-yo, the merry-o, what do you say? Come out, wherever you are. Behind a cloud, away up in a star. Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. I find you on the Milky Way. I find you.
try Rosemary, please?
Yeah, why don't you try Rosemary? That wouldn't be a bad idea.
According to my dear, is it okay for a woman to let a stranger buy her a drink?
I'll settle for that. I'll settle for anything.
Look, kid, words are not important. Did you ever hear of the Reader's Digest?
Oh, sure.
They got an article in there called A Word a Day. Mm-hmm. Learn those words, you're as smart as anybody else.
That's fine, but you have to know the meaning of the words.
I know the meaning of the words.
You do?
All right, wise guy. Here's the dictionary. Try me.
All right. Assiduous.
Assiduous. Them's the things that live on sea or on land.
Amphibious.
Amphibious. That means someone who can use either hand.
To simulate.
To simulate. Take a Benzedrine and have a few yaks.
Escutcheons.
A department store like Saks.
Appreciate.
Appreciate. That's like last year what you lost on your car.
Posterity.
Posterity? What you're sitting on wherever you are.
Caricature.
Caricature. A caricature in China's a cab.
To disappear.
When the waiter brings the tab. A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Like resume.
That's how you keep your fancy IQ. A word a day.
A word a day.
Like matinee.
Or cheese souffle.
We'll keep you very Park Avenue.
Octagonal.
Octagonal. That's a man who's over 80 years old.
An anagram.
An anagram? Always take it at the sign of a cold.
Premeditate.
Premeditate. That's a doctor who's still going to college. True.
That's true.
But ambiguous. Ambiguous means I love you.
That's pretty good. Now try me.
Okay. To underrate.
To underrate. That's a word insurance salesmen use most.
What's tantamount?
Tantamount? That's a picture company out on the coast.
A lexicon.
Lexicon. That's a big hotel, the east side of town.
Proverbial.
Always takes a proper noun.
Try emphasize.
Try emphasize. When you try a suit to see if it fits.
A homily.
A homily. In the South, they eat a lot of it grits.
Euphonious.
Euphonious. That's an instrument Hungarians pick.
An anecdote.
If you're poisoned, take it quick.
You're pretty smart.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like resume.
Or recherche. We'll keep you quite a hit at the bar.
A word a day.
A word a day.
Like distongue.
Or hit the hay.
Is like a breath of old caviar.
Colloquial.
Colloquial? You're colloquial if you talk all the time.
A labyrinth.
A labyrinth? You go down the stairs, they charge you a dime.
Disseminate.
Disseminate. That's a fellow with a feminine point of view.
You. But kaleidoscopa. Kaleidoscopa.
That's a fine, how do you do? Soon as I ran out of chips, you ran out and found new lips. That's a fine, how do you do? After all, told you so, will shout. That's a fine, how do you do? That's a fine, how do you do?
Gigi, vieni qua,
Italy lived a very smooth paisano. All the gals in town were crazy for that boy. They would wait beneath his window every morning, noon and night, for a glimpse of him would fill their hearts with joy. They called him Romo, the Romeo of Rome. He was small and fat without a hair upon his dome. He had women by the score from 16 to 64. That's Romo, the Romeo of Rome.
Hey, Goomba! Facciamoci una gambanata, poi ce la fatturina nel frigidaire!
Though he didn't look so good and his breath was full of garlic, all the local gals would die for his kiss. Though he had such big mustachios, they all were tickled pink. Just to feel their pointy ends was heaven's bliss. For he was Romeo, the Romeo of Rome. For him every sweet signora gladly left her home. Down his gullet they would toss hot spaghetti and meat sauce to Romeo, the Romeo of Rome. From where he lived was a beautiful bambino. When she saw him, it set her heart agog. Though she loved him from the beginning, still it didn't do much good. For what happened shouldn't happen to a dog. She loved that Romo, the Romeo of Rome. And upon his head he never had to lay a comb. Well, she had to go away, couldn't get the time of day from Romo, the Romeo of Rome. Though he never fell in love, still his fame spread far and handsome, till a widow with six kids heard his name. So she quickly made her mind up that he'd soon belong to her. Since they're married, Romo's never been the same. He's no more Romo, the Romeo of Rome. If he opens up his trap, she conks him on the dome. Now his house is full of kids, some are hers and some are his. Poor Romo, he's no more Romeo. Always on the go, he's a real wario. Takes her on a spree, but the spoon body can't go very far. He's a bacala Romo, the Romeo of Rome. Though my heart goes pitter-patter, like the patter when it rains, Mama says it doesn't matter, 'cause it's only growing pains. But I'm lonesome for some loving, like a birdie in a cage. And I'm almost 21 now, which is practically middle age. My mama says no, 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 no. When I wanna roll my eyes, mama says it isn't wise, and the mama ought to know. Took off my bobby socks, put up my curly locks, wanna wear an evening gown, wanna go and do the town, but my mama says no, no. Things you won't allow. Mama, 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 won't you hear my plea? There are so many, many, many places that I would go if I only had a book. But I haven't got a date, so I guess I'll have to wait for another year or so. And along comes a fella and he tips his hat. My mama says no, 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 so that I don't just shake your head from side to side. 'Cause if you do that, then you'd be a bride. Mama, 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 I wanna do this. And mama, 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 I wanna do that. Mama says, honey, you can do this. But mama says, to that. Mama, 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 I'm a big girl now. Why are there so many things you won't allow? Mama, won't you?
places I had I could go if I only had a bow. But I haven't got a date, so I guess I'll have to wait for another year or so. The moon is hanging low, a fox and I go. When my mama said, no, no, no.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you're in the throes of the Radio Obituary Retrospective for 2018. We're having a lovely time so far. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. It's a message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. We're going to jump right back in, because we have plenty of radio obituaries to go in the Radio Obituary Retrospective right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We start tonight with Marc Ugaritte, French singer. So I do apologize if I just mangle people's names, but that's, you know, unfortunately I tend to do that. Marc was born in Paris in 1932. His mother was a dressmaker, and his father worked in the health service of the Ministry of War. At 17, he dropped school and worked as an apprentice in a foundry. He later worked in Renault car factory. Some comedians among his friends convinced him to join them as an actor and accompany them with his guitar. He started singing around 1954 songs from songwriters such as, why do all these names have to be in French? Felix Leclerc and Leo Ferré. Outside coffee houses. He was given an opportunity to sing in Parisian cabarets. Recorded a show dedicated to poems by Louis Aragon. In 1965, he was offered the opening act for George Brassens on Bobino's stage. In 1968, he recorded two sets of revolutionary songs, but the issue was postponed due to the May 1968 events in France. He became famous for his sober renderings of anarchist and communist anthems such as the Internationale. He also recorded Sea Shanties. In late 70s, he recorded four studio albums. He was made Knight of the Order des Arts et des Lettres in 1966. He died on June 4th, 2018 at the age of 86. Let's play something from Marc.
Elle avait un chandernagor de classe. Elle avait un chandernagor à blé. Pour moi seul, elle découvrait ses cachemires, ses jardins, ses beaux quartiers. Enfin son chandernagor. Pas question, dans ces conditions, d'abandonner les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait de Yanaon de cocagne. Elle avait de Yanaon ronds et frais. Et moi seul m'aventurais dans sa brousse, ses vallées, ses vallons, ses collines de Yanaon. Pas question, dans ces conditions, d'abandonner les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait un petit maé fragile. Elle avait un petit maé secret. Mais je dus à la mousson éteindre mes feux de Bengale, m'arracher aux délices de maé. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de faire long feu dans les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait le Pondichéry facile. Elle avait Pondichéry accueillant. Aussitôt, c'est un nouveau touriste qu'elle fit boire son comptoir, sa flore, sa géographie. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde.
The post-initial radio obituary tonight is for Ralph Carney, the American singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist. His primary instruments were saxes and clarinets, but he also collected and played many instruments, often unusual or obscure ones, including those that he invented himself. He got his professional start as a musician as the founding member of the band Tin Huey. He's best known for his long association with Tom Waits, but he was noticed early on in playing with the Waitresses, amongst others. It's a disservice to Ralph to call him a session musician. Had we gotten the Bubbles in the Think Tank record catalog number 5 into production, Ralph would have been on that record. It could still possibly happen because I believe there is one in the can for us. That's my great hope. Ralph Carney just passed away at 61. The last time I got to see him, I was in San Francisco for around my birthday. I guess 3 years ago now, and recorded this in hopes of sharing it with our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Never got around to it, and then when it became clear that this obit was going to be happening this week, he sent a different version of it and said, hey, you should play this, and I said, oh, I forgot all about that. One of those tunes that we always like to hit in a radio obituary, recorded by me, partially. It's an excerpt from 2015. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Ralph Carney right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. See, now I just did this mistake that I was afraid I would do the whole time I was putting this together, because it's muscle memory, to say the least, to like have to go on to the next track. I don't need to do that here. So I fixed my mistake. Let us rejoin now the Radio Obituary for Ralph Carney.
Yeah. femur. A femur. A femur.
She had that soda or water and was washing her dirty hands in the glass. You want another one? See what the other one would be. Let's see. Oh, here's a simple joke. This guy's in the men's room of the temple there and started washing his hands after he urinated, and the people in there started laughing like the dickens. See, you're not supposed to wash your hands in the men's room. Some places do. I don't know how funny that sounds. Is that correct? If it isn't, then just cross it off altogether.